Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks in, to talk about the Wearable Art Show, which is coming up this Saturday, March 26th, two showings, 3 and 7 at the Performing Arts Center. No, they will correct me, though, in just a few minutes. Yeah. I'm incorrect. Jeff Buds here, Sarah Laurie, and Bill Foster. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
All right. What's the time? What are the times for the showings this Saturday?
2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
2 p.m.
The doors
and
open
7
a half
p.m.
hour early at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay. And there's something happening with the 7 o'clock show as well, right?
Yes. We're very excited this year to offer each ticketed person that comes to the evening show, goes in a drawing for a chance to win 2 round trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies, no blackout dates. So pretty amazing door prize, and we will do the drawing at the show. So
that means
I think
you could go to Juneau and back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to the Wearable Art Show, right?
Yeah. You could go also a long way.
Well, Bill Foster, this is what, your 6th Wearable Art Show,
sixth
I think.
One.
You said
yeah.
You missed the first two, but we're coming up on number 8.
Number 8.
This year. All righty. Tell us why you keep on doing this. Why do you keep doing it?
Well, my life's pretty boring, and this gives me something to look forward to. And I do look forward to it.
Can I add something? Because he's a ham, too.
No. No, I actually, usually I start working on the next one right after the Wearable Art. I think about the next one for a few months. This year, it took me till August. I had this epiphany in August, and I've been working on it ever since. Not every day.
Will you share just a little hint about what this epiphany was?
No.
No.
That's why you can see it on at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay. Well, this is the Alaska Airlines Wearable Art Show, and Alaska Airlines is actually going to be participating. Bill, is that correct?
They are. They have 8 customer service agents, and they're wearing art. And I've caught a glimpse of it. They're not too good at hiding some of the things, so I told them you got to keep this undercover, but I think it's going to be really good. And I've looked at all 27, and I can just tell that this is going to be such a great variety.
So 27, nope. Okay.
Oh. Let's, 28, let's, actually.
Oh, 28.
Oh, there's a new one. Then. Right.
Yes, it's a moving target.
And some of them have lots of people in them, so it's going to be a lot of people that are trying to wear art that is wearable.
Well, Sarah and Jeff, can you try to fill out this vision a little bit for us of what it's going to look like on Saturday? 28 entries? What does that mean?
That means the show will probably last an hour and a half to 2 hours, maybe, depending. Each artist has 2 minutes. They're going to come out onto the stage, and we have an 8-foot runway, so they're going to walk out, come around, and then they're going to go out into the audience and walk around between the 2 blocks of seating by the sound booth. So everybody who's there should have a good view of the outfits.
Okay, and some are individuals, some are groups of people?
There's probably the majority of them are just individual, either the artist and the model or the artist and their model. But like Bill said, there's Alaska Airlines will be big. The Deb Rivas High School class will have a lot. Emmy Fish is coming back with 8 people that she made all the outfits, and she's meticulous. And I know Lois is going to have 3 or 4 people with her. So it'll be interesting. Like Bill said, and Sarah said too, when you just read the descriptions of titles, it looks very, very good. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to try out the Performing Arts Center also as a venue.
Now, Bill, are you going to be the oldest person there?
So far.
What about
And
the
I'm
oldest?
Not over 100, as Jeff said on the last
Oh, sorry,
on the
Bill.
Radio. But unless somebody comes from the Pioneer Home and outdoes me,
all right.
I would welcome somebody to be older than me.
So you'll see folks of all ages, on the
runway. Yeah, Noah.
On Saturday.
18 months.
18 months,
something
yeah.
Like that.
So.
Okay.
We were trying to work out something together. We'll have to do that next year, maybe.
Well, what is the theme this year, and how have the themes been progressing since this started 8 years
it's
ago?
It's 8 stars in Alaska. So the very first one was first impressions, and the second one was a second chance at first impressions. So we've always had a number associated with whatever the theme was. And, of course, you don't have to do the theme if you don't want.
It's just suggested.
Yes, ma'am.
Bill, you have them all there in front of you.
Okay, Jeff mentioned the first two. The third one is Third Time's a Charm. And then the fourth, North, South, East, and West. And the fifth was Five Senses. And the sixth was Six of One, Half a Dozen of Another. And last year, Seven Seas, Clean Seas. And this year, as he said, Eight Stars.
So, Bill, you describe what wearable art is. Anybody else want to give their definition of wearable art? What is wearable art?
You have a master's in artistry.
I think the title says it all. It's art that you wear on your body.
And if you're interested in understanding what that might mean a little bit more, you can go around town right now and see past works of wearable art. Where can people view those?
Well, there's the bag tag suit from a few years ago is in the display case at the airport.
Talk about the bag tag suit.
Well, when I was working at Alaska Airlines, they started to throw away about 10,000 of the old style tags. And I recovered them out of the trash and kept them in a secret hiding place, and then have used them. So the neat thing was they're all different colors. The old tags were made different colors, so at a distance you could tell where the bag was going. But now we're all high tech and no colors anymore.
So you reclaimed some trash.
Yeah.
And that was probably nostalgic for you, too.
It was, yeah.
That leads to an interesting thing. Some people think it has to be recycled.
Yeah.
It does not have to be recycled because you can do whatever you want. And I think, to me, it's like they're not costumes, so I'm always critical.
Yeah, no costumes.
I'm always saying it's not a costume. It's wearable art, and it can be anything from, you know, we've had a mom that made an outfit out of diapers for herself and her two little toddlers to Bill's things with, and then his slides and this flag outfit that somebody lost, probably myself, and on blue tarps, pop cans, all kinds of stuff.
The sky's the limit.
And this fun part's the music, too, I think.
And the music's very important.
Yeah. In fact, it's a runway show.
If you're starting, you might want to start with music, and then you could make something that will fit the music. The music can be very slow, depending on what your art is, or very fast. Disco is very good. Since I kind of missed the disco age, I tend to go toward the disco.
So you can see the bag tag suit over at the airport. Where else can you view
Harry some? Race has a few. It has the Kodachrome suit that had 438 Kodachrome slides on it.
That's amazing.
The library has a nice collection of pictures and things.
Old Harbor Books, Back Door, and Baranoff Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see Bill's helmet that he wore with all the mirrors, that's down at Yellow Jersey.
Yeah.
How many mirrors were on that helmet?
I don't know, but I made several trips to Ben Franklin every time I'd run out because it was one at a time. But I've used it since. We had a bike ride one time and wore it. And it has a disco ball on top of the disco helmet. And I just got the idea. I was looking online, and there was somebody who made a motorcycle helmet out of mirrors. But they used mirrors that were already attached, so they just kind of stuck them on. I was doing it one at a time, and what a mess.
A lot of people put a lot of time and effort into these.
Yeah. We were talking about Emmy Fish again. She's a student, and it's really STEM. It's like science, technology, engineering, and math. Or I like to think of science, technology, engineering, and music. But it's just amazing what some of the people
do. I just couldn't believe it, how detailed and complicated it looked. And it was complicated.
Do you think that the Wearable Art Show over the last 8 years has tapped into this aspect of Sitka's artistic personality that maybe had lain dormant for a while?
Well, we are the Paris of Alaska. So it's only fitting.
All right. The Alaska Airlines, the 8th Annual Wearable Art Show is coming up Saturday, March 22nd, 2 and 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Where can people get tickets?
They can get tickets at Old Harbor Books, or there will be tickets available at the door also. And the show opens half an hour before, so 1:30 and 6:30 you can show up.
And how much are those tickets?
Oh, gosh, we have a little bit of a complicated schedule. For the matinee, they're $15 for adults. And if you're between the ages of 5 and 12, they're $10. And if you're 5 and under, they're free. And then the evening show, it's the same, except the adult tickets are $25.
Okay, great.
Because you're entered into that raffle.
Yes.
Right.
And
right.
It is a fundraiser for the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Any parting thoughts?
Just thanks not, for having us.
Yeah,
be there, be square, I'd say.
It'll be good.
All righty. Bill Foster, Sarah Laurie, and Jeff Budd. The Wearable Art Show is coming up this Saturday.